Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Neil Herland. A major steel bridge in Baltimore collapsed early this morning after a container ship rammed into it. Several vehicles fell into the river below. Rescuers are searching for 20 people in the water, with police divers and the U.S. Coast Guard taking part in the operation. The deadly attack on a Moscow concert hall has put increased attention on a little-known ISIS offshoot based in Afghanistan called ISIS-K. Some experts are warning that ISIS is mounting a comeback through its Afghan chapter. Now, CBC News has learned an alleged ISIS-K propagandist just might be Canadian. Ben Maku reports.
The ISIS attack in Moscow is widely believed to be linked to its offshoot based in eastern Afghanistan, ISIS-K. Now information has emerged that one of its propagandists claims to be Canadian. CBC News has obtained copies of The Voice of Khorasan, the English-language propaganda magazine of ISIS-K. In it, an author who goes by Suleiman Dawood al-Kanati, Arabic for the Canadian. He rails against Muslim men in the West, where he infers he lives, and says they would rather put on skinny jeans than fight for ISIS. Ricardo Valle is the director of research at the Islamabad-based Khorasan Diary. He tracks jihadist groups and made contact with al-Kanati online.
In his alleged Facebook profile, it was said that he was from Toronto and living in Laval, Quebec.
The RCMP has not yet commented to CBC News regarding al-Kanati or his whereabouts. Ben Maku, CBC News, Toronto.
Canada will soon have a second lab capable of working with the most dangerous pathogens in the world. The Level 4 High Containment Lab will hold the new Canadian Centre for Pandemic Research at the University of Saskatchewan. It's being developed at a time when Canada's existing Level 4 lab in Winnipeg has been criticized for lax security. Karen Pauls has more.
Well, it's all about being ready for the next disease.
Volker Gerrits heads the Vaccine and Infectious Disease Organization, or VITO. He's upgrading his lab at the University of Saskatchewan to open Canada's second Level 4 laboratory next year.
The pandemic has shown us that Canada largely depended on other countries to do the critical research, but also develop vaccines.
As of last year, there were 51 Level 4 labs in 27 countries. Another 18, including Saskatchewan's, are being planned or under construction. Philip Alensos is a biosecurity expert at King's College London.
When you are working with dangerous pathogens, risks are that you might become infected, that you might infect others. Other risks relate to things like security concerns, who has access to the lab.
Lenso says Canada's standards are some of the most stringent in the world. Karen Pauls, CBC News, Winnipeg.
Shohei Ohtani, the Major League superstar, says he never bet on baseball or any other sport. The Los Angeles Dodgers player spoke publicly for the first time since his longtime interpreter was fired over gambling allegations. Steve Futterman reports.
In a jam-packed Dodger Stadium conference room and wearing his L.A. Dodger cap, Shohei Ohtani, through his new interpreter, issued a blanket denial.
So I never bet on baseball or any other sports, or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf, and I have never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports.
And he accused his former interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, of stealing millions of dollars from Ohtani's accounts to pay off his massive gambling debts. Ohtani said he is sad and shocked that Mizuhara, who has been almost like a best friend to Ohtani since he came to the U.S., would do this. He has been taking money from my account, Ohtani said, and he has been telling lies. One thing that Ohtani did not address was how he never noticed that money was missing from his account. Major League Baseball is conducting its own investigation. Steve Futterman for CBC News at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles.
And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Neil Herland.